sirens sound frequently. Each time, those very few who are still unsheltered, those still out in the open, rush toward the secured entrances to the underground. An older man, approaching 70, remains in his apartment, now a vulnerable elevated bunker. From his single window, he surveys the vast concrete plaza below. The man often observes the activities of a band of feral teenagers who, several times each day, emerge like shadows into the vacant concrete space